Hello and welcome to episode 77 of Gossip Column. Yes, the show which discusses who is going where in association with Liverpool. And if these people are going where, they don't have much time to do so because the transfer window in England shuts in less than 2 weeks. The Premier League season would have started 2 weeks from now. Liverpool versus Norwich, then we'd have a full Saturday on the horizon. We're not there yet, but there is still time to get transfers done. And there's still, 10 minutes this morning for me to talk about them. So where should we start this morning? Let's start at the Etihad because Bayern Munich, they've been circling around Leroy Sané this summer. There's been sort of talk of a bid and, you know, sort of does Sané want to leave? And there's been a little bit of uncertainty about his career. And now the fact that Callum Hudson-Odoi is signing a new contract at Chelsea has then changed Bayern Munich's trajectory of where they're going to be signing players, because obviously they've been trying to snare the Chelsea youngster for multiple occasions now. They've had, four bids? They've gone incrementally up to around sort of 35, 40 million. Now, things have changed completely because Leroy Sané is going to cost more than double that. 90 million seems to be the value. If, and this is a big if, Bayern can come in with a bid of that size, then I think the door will be open. I think at the moment there's been a bit of hesitancy, and I think, like I say, a lot of that has been surrounding sort of would Hudson-Odoi actually make the move from Stamford Bridge to the Allianz Arena. That's not happening at all with that new contract being signed, so now it looks like Operation Sané is in advance. Again, you know, these are just opening talks. A bid's got to actually be made. City then got to sort of mull over that bid, but if a player doesn't really want to be there, he's not really sort of said, I want to leave the Etihad, but there's also talks of him not necessarily putting pen to paper on his own contract anytime soon, so now might be the time for City to cash in. And, you know, they've got an embarrassment of riches, and if someone can offer them 90 million, there's still a little bit of time for them to get a replacement. Maybe they don't even need a replacement. You know, I think they are sort of well-stocked in that department that, dare I say it, if Leroy Sané did move on, I don't think there would be much to the detriment of their team. So I think that just sort of amplifies the strength of the City unit at the moment. Staying in Manchester, but switching to the red side, Romelu Lukaku, he's travelled back to his home country of Belgium for talks with his agent in regard to a move to Inter Milan. That's closing in, but at the same time, as things stand, nothing really sort of concrete either. The sort of talk is that Inter Milan need to come in with a £70 million deal, whether that's more up front or the whole thing up front. There's also been talks of, you know, a two-year loan, instalments, which didn't really work before. And, I think eventually he will go. Again, the Serie A transfer window goes on until September. So there is, you know, scope for him not necessarily to be sold in 2 weeks' time. But money talks, as we always say, or as I always say on the show. And until Inter Milan pony up that £70 million, he's going nowhere. You could pretty much say the same for Paul Pogba. Maybe add another £70 million on top. But Real Madrid are confident of getting the French international. But, you know, this is real transfer saga territory. And again, you know, doesn't necessarily need to move by August the 8th or whenever the deadline finishes. I think that's the day, I believe, on the Thursday the 8th. If not, it's, you know, in and around. It's certainly before Liverpool Norwich, I know that much. And yes, if Pogba doesn't move on then, he could go, you know, before the end of before September the 2nd. And there's still scope for him to be, you know, a United player for a couple of weeks, and then he moves on. So Lukaku, Pogba, just because they don't move the next couple of weeks, is not sort of done and dusted in terms of their future at the club. James Rodriguez, his future at Real Madrid doesn't look all that long term. He's been linked with Napoli, who signed Nicolas Pepe yesterday, and he's also been lined up with a move to Atletico. And weirdly, when I say weirdly, well, actually it is a bit weirdly, in a friendly last night, over the small hours of the morning, Atletico beat Real Madrid 7-3. Silly season. I mean, don't read too much into it. But yeah, one for the neutral. I think Diego Costa scored 4 goals, then got sent off. Bonkers, really. But we're not here to talk about pre-season friendlies. We're here to talk about gossip. More gossip. And Gareth Bale, he's edging towards that move to China. Jiangsu Suning look like they're going to be the team to capture the Welsh international. I mean, well, I guess, what else can you do in his position? You can't bemoan him for taking the money because, you know, it's on the table. Why not? But like I've said before, you know, when you have these astronomical wages in front of you and then you're out of favour with that club, where can you go? It's almost a case of, well, I'll only go where someone's prepared to pay me that silly money. And if it is China, then so be it. You know, people saying, well, why not take a pay cut? Why not half your wages? But maybe he feels he shouldn't have to. And I think, you know, there's part of the reason you think, actually, yeah, maybe it's absolutely fair enough. You know, if you were sort of working as your boss went, actually, I want you to go elsewhere and you've got to work elsewhere for half your pay, you'd be a bit miffed. So, but, you know, that is football. But credit to him, he'll just sort of see out the rest of his career and earn a very, very handsome amount of money. And like I say, you can't really blame him. Talking of money, Mike Ashley said it was money first, then the club for Rafa Benitez, and it was impossible to keep him at the club. But, you know, this is Mike Ashley, who was moaning yesterday about buying House of Fraser. So don't really sort of take too much into account of what he says. And he also says it will be adding further and larger release clauses to players after Leicester triggered the $30 million that was needed to sign Ayoze Perez. It's really a case of after the horse has bolted there. Bournemouth are set to beat Brighton for the $15 million signing of Huddersfield's Philip Billing. Swansea City are set to risk out on a move to sign Casey Palmer from Chelsea. David Beckham's Inter Miami, that's fantasy football team name. They've acquired two new signings. They are Mateus Pellegrini and Julian Carranza from Argentine football, both Banfield and Estudiantes respectively. Panathinaikos are assessing a move for Celtic's Ivorian midfielder Kouassi Eboué. Or Real Madrid's Jesus Vallejo is in Wolverhampton. Yes, a lovely part of the world, but he's having a medical there, ahead of a loan move. I would assume with an option to buy. Wolves have done incredibly good business last season. All they've sort of done is permanently buy those players that did really well from last season, Jimenez, then Donker. So it could be if Vallejo has a good season this time around, then the same goes on once more. And Wolves, you know, they don't really need to be sort of buying any real permanent players this time, such as their good strategy and the sort of fact they've got Jorge Mendes sort of lurking in the shadows. But, you know, if this sort of kicks them on and they could be knocking on that top six door, then all credit to them. And that is it for your lot this morning. And that completes today. So with that said, it just leaves me to say that my name's Dan Tracy. This is The Real Football Cast in association with Loserpool. And until next time, goodbye.